Well, good morning, everybody. Today we have, I think, a common theme in all of our readings of faithfulness and service, really. We see in our first reading, Joshua summons together at the command of God all of the tribes, all of the officers, all of the leaders, all the judges, all of everybody. And he brings them all together because God told him to. And he says, today, choose who you're going to serve. What's it going to be? Is it going to be God or is it going to be something else? Choose today and live it. The gospel is kind of a similar story because it's got to have been a very difficult time in our Lord's life. He had just talked all about the Eucharist and how important it is for our lives, our eternal lives, our life on earth. And a lot of people thought it was a hard saying. Who is this man to give us his body and tell us to eat his body and drink his blood? What is this guy? And they start walking away. And Jesus summons those who have stayed. And he says, are you going to leave me too? In a sense, he's saying the same thing Joshua said. Choose me or something else. What's it going to be? And Peter has the most beautiful answer. He says, Master, to whom shall we go? There's nowhere else to go. In you we have our life. In you we have our being. In you we have our God. There's no place else to go. I think God asks us the same question. Today, choose. You choose. What's it going to be? You're going to serve me or you're going to serve something else? A lot of people like to think that they're serving God, but kind of grow lukewarm in it. And that's what Joshua was facing, right? Like these people had just resettled into the promised land. And they had the land of promise right in front of them, right? And it was a glorious, beautiful thing. And they kind of grew lukewarm in their faith and their service to God because the more comfortable they became, the more they didn't think they needed the Lord. And so it was kind of like God shaking them and saying, remember me. You know, and we see the same kind of thing in our country, I think. The more prosperous countries like our own, we tend to have a lower amount of faith in the population. Because we have faith in money. We have faith in our jobs and all the things that we have. And who really needs God if you have all those things? But Jesus is saying, you pick today. What's it going to be? You're going to serve me or you're going to serve something else? Those who pick something else have a long tradition behind them, starting with Satan, because Satan was the first one who said, I will not serve. And there's a beautiful thing. I took a class on John Milton's Paradise Lost in college, and there's a line in there that I remember better, and it's John Milton quotes Satan as saying, better to reign in hell than to serve in heaven. And that was the fallen archangel Satan's whole thing. Lucifer's whole thing was, I'm not going to serve. And I think sometimes we can try to think, get in that thing, but everybody serves something. We're either serving the Lord or we're serving something else. Satan was serving his own agenda. Satan was serving his own ego. And sometimes we can fall in the same thing, in the same trap, where we end up serving ourselves and instead of the good Lord. Now, if we want to know, are we serving the Lord or not, a good test is this. Are we serving each other? Are we serving our brothers and sisters in the world? And Matthew 25, the Beatitudes, a hugely important thing. And that's where Jesus says, look, I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty, you gave me drink, etc. And what you did for one of the least of these, you did it for me. If we're serving each other, we're serving the Lord. And if we're serving our families, we're serving the Lord. If we're serving our parishes, our families are the topic of our second reading, which the bracketed short version, which we did the full version. The part of it is bracketed because people so often misunderstand it. But St. Paul says, be subordinate to one another. A subordinate clause is two things that come together, usually a comma in between, and the thing doesn't stand on its own. Like, neither side of the sentence makes much sense without the other part. Like, if I were to say, when it was 10 o'clock, I left St. Vincent's. When it was 10 o'clock is not a full sentence. It makes no sense, right? And that's a full sentence, but it doesn't make sense. The parts rely on each other for meaning and for wholeness. And it's the same thing here, that a family, especially a husband and a wife, they rely on each other for meaning. And they need each other for wholeness. The service is at the root of this second reading. The wife is to be subordinate in the sense that she is to serve her husband. And the husband is to love his wife as Christ loved the church, which is by dying for her. That guy doesn't get off easy, you know? And it makes me think, by the way, this reading makes me think of that, the big fat Greek wedding where the woman says, yes, he may be the head, but I'm the neck. And I can put the head in whatever direction I want. But, right, but like, we need to be subordinate to each other, serving each other. The wife should say, how can I serve my husband better today? How can I love him better? The husband should do the same for the wife. How can I love my bride and cherish her better today than I did yesterday? How can I serve her better? And the kids are all a part of that. And so this idea of service starts at the family, but then it needs to go outside of the family. And maybe the next level would be the parish, the church. We serve the church. We serve our parish. I think about my granny, because my granny died about 5 years ago. But granny was involved in just about every group at church you could imagine. She was the treasurer of every group. She was in the altar society. She knit things all the time for the prayer group. She was hospitality. She was in the choir. Every time there was a fair or a festival, Granny was there, you know. And as a priest, I've come to realize just how important people like my granny are, because the whole life of the parish depends upon people serving and giving back of their time. You know, you're going to all get this. You should have got it last week, but we had a delay in the printer. But this is the annual report I mentioned last week. It's a very nice glossy thing. You'll get a copy in the mail. We hope to get them out this week. We have them now, so we can more easily get them out. And so, but it spells out all types of things that are going on at St. Joe. And it all goes on because we make it possible, because we serve our parish. We serve each other here and outside of here as well. It's this idea of service. And if we're serving each other, if we're serving in our families, in our parish, and even in the larger city and whatever beyond, then we can know that we're serving the Lord while we're at it. You know, it's a good thing that we have so many altar servers at St. Joe, because it's a good reminder that we all have to serve. And I often like to tell the kids that, like, don't you dare look nice and holy up there and like you're praying all the time if when you go home you don't serve your mom when she needs something, or don't serve your classmate when you go back to the classroom. Like, this service starts here. It has to go beyond. And, you know, the reality is that we can never outserve God. God serves us the most perfect meal right here at every Mass. Every day he serves us a meal that cost him his life. He feeds us the Eucharist. And we can never outserve that. And all he asks is that we serve him in response, that we serve each other, serve him in each other,
as in following his example. The thing of it is that when we give of ourselves, that's when we're the happiest. That's when we find the most meaning in our lives, when we're giving ourselves away. And it makes me think about that beautiful ditty that I like to quote a lot. What? Giving again? I said in dismay. It seems I just keep giving and giving and giving and giving away. Oh no, said the angel, piercing me through. Just give until God stops giving to you. We can never outserve God. We can never outgive God. He serves us his life. He serves us his body, his blood. He serves us our very lives. And we just pray that in response, when he tells us today, what's it going to be? You're going to serve me with your whole heart, your whole life? Or you going to serve something else? We pray that we'll pick wisely. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.